Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, you already know who it is, man.
Just the way I
this
feel.
Song I'm finna drop right here was influenced by my cousin Shana.
Yo.
And Mario.
You already know.
You know what I'm saying? So, with that conversation we had, I'm just gonna let it be heard.
Real spit.
Splash shit.
Earthquakes and asteroids, yeah. Government, yeah. They know some, yeah. Real spit, yeah. I know the shit, tryna play me, nigga, I'ma burn one, wow. Nigga tryna take my guns away, yeah. Media playing that bullshit, yeah. Even preachers, yeah. Gonna come up, yeah. Up there lying in the pulpit, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Got something to say, dead silence is all I hear,
that's all I hear,
nigga,
that's
this shit harsh, that smoke a blame, nigga, lift the clip, yeah. Pyramids, they came from Egypt, yeah. Pyramids on our money, yeah. Pyramids, yeah. Illuminati, yeah. My opinion, yeah. Some sound funny. Dead fish and tsunamis. White people in top ramen. Black folks still killing off. Another war is soon coming. Better pray to who you pray to. I was raised on one God. Different beliefs, I can't believe. If it's one God, some sound fraud. I can't help skin might mean brown. Real spit, we all slay. Everybody, we well trained. They say that we evolved from apes. I was evolved from a great dane. Dog back, what that mean, God? Love back, what that mean, evil? Real spit, it might mean evolved. But who to say that we all people? Aliens, they come and visit. Hell yeah, I believe in them. I done seen the shit with my own eyes. So who to judge my eyes? Man, this shit hard. You know about genocide, martial law, and pyramids. Elevate your mind, nickel. Stop watching that bullshit. Music beat with satanic images. Hell on earth that we all in. I know the maker coming soon, but who to say who the maker is? Might be God, might be Jehovah. Either way it goes, you know the world over. Devil over my shoulder. I can feel it. Looking down on me. Gift of God is what my name means. Broken hearts are where they play me. School teachers on new jobs. Technology is slowly taking over. Evolution, no revolution, no resolution. Shit, game over. Fight for war, I doubt that. No telling what they put in the soldiers. Time to fight for our fucking life. And nigga, fuck the rights, let's get bolder. Death flying up in the sky. Smoke clouds with a bad odor. Barium, we breathing in. Hot winters and the summer's colder. Heart killing for left and right. Our mother nature turned man-made. Religious war is coming soon. So bite your head and let's all pray. Shit harsh. Think about it, my nigga. Do your research. The life we living in, man, is mere little image that we meant to see. But as long as you see what you meant to see, sometimes you see past the truth. And that's the way I feel, nigga. DBS.
Man, I should have been a doctor so I could save a couple lives. Here behind my pride, so I still go. Cold brew in the ride with a gun on my side. The street so cold, the way these niggas just froze. 400 ain't shit. Nigga wanna talk dope. If it ain't about coke or brick, you ain't talking my shit. Nigga selling you dreams. And that what it is.
This is First Fam Radio, the hottest internet radio station on the planet, with Cypher Sour Illwood and Chill Jizzy.
Yo, y'all know who it is, man. This song up in the drop right here. Mario. With that conversation we had, I'm just gonna let it be heard. Flashy.
Earthquakes and asteroids, government, they know some. Real spit, I know shit. Tryna play me, nigga, I'ma burn away. Nigga tryna take my guns away. Media playing that bullshit. Even preachers on the come up. Up there lying in the pulpit. Everybody got something to say. Dead silence is all I hear.
That's all I hear.
Nigga, this shit harsh. Just smoke a blunt. Nigga, listen clear. Pyramids, they came from Egypt. Pyramids on our money. Pyramids, they Illuminati. My opinion, some sound funny. Dead fish, they tsunamis. White people in top ramen. Black folks, they killing off. Another war is soon coming. Better pray to who you pray to. I was raised on one God. Different beliefs, I can't believe. If it's one God, some sound fraud. I can't help the way I feel. Kid dying like every day. 150 for a pair of shoes. These niggas said they're killing over Pal J. Who to say that the sky blue? Real spit, it might be gray. Gay people might be straight. And straight people might be gay. Up nigga might mean down. Smile nigga might mean brown. Brown skin might mean white. And white skin might mean brown. Real real spit, we all slay. Everybody, we well trained. They say that we evolved from apes. I was evolved from a Great Dane. Dog back with that mean God. Love back with that mean evil. Real spit, it might mean evolve. But who to say that we all people? Aliens, they come and visit. Hell yeah, I believe in them. I done seen this shit with my own eyes. So who to judge my eyes? Man, this shit hard though. This life we live in, it, man, this shit harsh. This life we live in, it, man, this shit harsh. This life we live in, it, man, this shit harsh. This life we live in, it, man, this shit harsh. I sell property for niggas. Nigga, I sell property for niggas. Nigga, is the life we live in even real? Nigga, I don't know, do you? I swear, man, this shit hard. For A's, they been had it. Put chips in our kids. What you know about genocide? Martial law and pyramids. Elevate your mind, nigga. Stop watching that bullshit. Music beat with satanic images. Hell on earth that we all in. I know the maker coming soon. But who to say who the maker is? Might be God, might be Jehovah. Either way it goes, you know the world over. Devil over my shoulder. I can feel it. Look down on me. You forgot what my name means. Broken hearts the way they play me. School teachers on new jobs. Technology is slowly taking over. Evolution, no revolution, no resolution. Shit, game over. Fight for war, I doubt that. No telling what they put in the soldiers. Time to fight for our fucking life. Nigga, fuck the rights, let's get bolder. Just flying up in the sky. Smoke clouds with a bad odor. Barry Young, we breathing in. Hot winters and the summer's colder. Heart killing both left and right. Our mother nature turned man-made. Religious war is coming soon. So bite your head and let's all
man,
pray.
This shit harsh.
This life we live in, it, man, this shit harsh. This life we live in, it, man, this shit harsh. This life we live in, it, man, this shit harsh. This life we live in, it, man, this shit harsh. I sell property for niggas. Nigga, I sell property for niggas. Nigga, is the life we live in even real? Nigga, I don't know, do you?
Do your research. The life we live in.
What's up? What's going on?
Minister of Information, episode 2. The International Mark of the Beast. Have you ever read Revelations where it speaks about the mark of the beast that you will not be able to buy or sell with this mark, and you ever really, really wondered what did that mean? Well, you know, all glory to God, you know, for, you know, giving me the understanding and the wisdom, you know what I'm saying, to really realize what it was and to, you know, spread this information. You know, this is what we're here to do today. We're here to, you know, basically let you know what this mark is. So if you're ready, you know, tune in and listen. Call in 917-889-8297. Ready, man?
Yeah, man, I'm ready, man. And look, before we even start, I just want to say if anybody got anything they want to add or some information or, you know what I mean, something just grasp you to call in,
please
call in. You know what I mean? We welcome all callers. Whatever point of view you got, please express it. That's all. You know what I mean? Where you want to start at, man? You know what I'm saying?
I want to start at the global system, Social Security. That's where I want to start at. Okay. Did you know that over 130 countries in the world now have a Social Security insurance program? Some of these things might not be relevant to you because
your mind
just don't care.
Yeah, you don't care. Your mind not there.
You don't care. But wait till I break this down. Wait till I break this down. And we get deeper into it.
You will call in.
Did you know that Social Security is run and regulated by the United Nations and its World Bank? Like I said again, you know, some of you won't care or whatever like that. But you know, let's go deep and let's talk about it. Have you ever heard of the International Social Security Association? called the ISSA. And did you know that United States and Social Security Administration has international treaties and agreements through the United Nations with other countries and their Social Security systems? Did you know this? Well, it's all true. But before we get into that, let's make sure we understand that just what this social program really means, being a United States citizen with a Social Security number. The number is 917-889-8297. Like I said, you know, if you got some comments or you want to discuss some things and you want to know, you know, where this information come from, you know, we can provide you with all that. All right. It is so much more than you might think, this Social Security number. Okay? The mark of the beast is upon all American citizens, and the federal corporation named the United States is the beast. Once again, I'm going to say it again. It says the mark of the beast is upon all American citizens, and the federal corporation named the United States is that beast. And the mark of the beast is the number. One of the greatest misconceptions of biblical prophecy is that the thing referenced in the Bible as the Antichrist, and in so many other fictional tales of said Antichrist, will someday be incarnate as a single living entity. Hold up. Let me bring that back.
Bring it back for him.
One of the greatest misconceptions of biblical prophecy is that the thing referenced in the Bible as the Antichrist and in so many other fictional tales of said Antichrist will someday be incarnated as a single living entity, a beast in the guise of a human that will fool the people of earth into living or to loving and following that beast into a viral hell and enslavement on earth. But I'm here to provide you with an alternate and more realistic view. I'm here to say that the biblical Antichrist is already upon us. It is not a single person, but a government run by and consented to by the people. I want to go to a verse in the Bible in Revelation 13, and I'm going to read something to you real quick. And I want you to remember and think about the last phrase that I just said. It is not a single person, but a government run by and consented to by the people. It says, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads with 10 crowns on his horns, and on each head a blasphemous name. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had feet like those of a bear and a mouth like that of a lion. The dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was astonished and followed the beast. Now, one of the things I was, you know, asking, you know, you, Charles, earlier, you know what I'm saying, was to basically look up astonished. And what was the definition that you came up with, astonished?
Astonishment to, how did I put it? I said,
to wonder and amaze.
To wonder and amazement, you know what I mean? Like, to fill with sudden wonder or amazement. That's what I said. You know what I mean?
It says, it is not a single person, but a government run by and consented
and
to.
Hold on. Let me just elaborate on astonishment, man. It's to fill with sudden and overpowering surprise or wonder and amaze. You know what I mean? And amazement. You know what I'm saying?
It is not a living, breathing human or demon. It is not a single person, but a government run by and consented to by the people. The most important thing, you know what I mean, that I was saying right there is run by and consented to by the people. And one of the things in the scripture says, the whole world was astonished and followed the beast. So when you consent to something.
All right, it's just like this. Let me give you an example of that, to be astonished. Like if you're saying a female, right? She's the most beautifulest thing you've seen. You know what I mean? She might have a body and everything. You're astonished by her, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you're willing to do whatever she want to do at the night. You might spend a whole lot of money that you ain't necessarily want to spend, you know what I mean, to what? To be in this presence of this young lady, right? You know what
right.
I'm saying? So to live in America, right? You know what I'm saying? It's a what? Like
it's the sacrifices that you're willing to go through, you know, in order to receive, you know, the pleasures, the riches, and things of that nature. You know, you consenting, you know, to whatever it takes.
Yeah.
In order to be a part of it.
Whatever it takes.
It says, it is not a living, breathing human or demon, but it's instead all humans via their consent to it. So it says, I'm going to go back to scripture. So it says, the whole world was astonished and followed the beast. It is not a living, breathing human or demon, but is instead all humans via their consent to it. Consent to what? That's what I want you to think about. Consent to what? It is not the devil reincarnate, but is in fact an incarnate body of legal codes that has created the mark of the beast through the people's ignorance of the law or the laws they create. One of the scriptures, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go to is Hosea 4 and 6. And Hosea 4 and 6 says, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I also reject you as my priest because you have ignored the law of your God. I will ignore your children. So it's just not saying, it's saying a lot of things right there. It's really saying a lot of things in that verse. You know, we ignore what God say do, but we go and create our own thing. We ignore what God said, you know, we need to do for ourselves, for our betterment and things of that nature. And we say, we're going to make our own law. And a part of, you know, humans, you know, are, you know, this government or whatever, you know, you want to call it this, you know, this Antichrist, this spirit, this demon, you know what I'm saying? That's in this, you know, world is to create their own law other than what God and we follow it. That's the consent. You know what I mean? That's the consent. It says it is not a single person, but a government run by and consented to by the people. It is not a living, breathing human or demon, but is instead all humans via their consent to it. It is not the devil reincarnate, but is in fact an incarnate body of legal codes that has created the mark of the beast through the people's ignorance of the laws that they create. Now, I mean, like, I can go back and forth in that. I can go back and forth in that and really get deeper into that. But I really want to get into the meat of the show, which is basically letting you know what is the mark of the beast. So, you know, I don't want to get stagnated too much because I can just go, you know, into something. But, you know, like I said, if you got any questions and you want me to stop or you want me to explain something, call in 917-889-8297.
And we can get right on into it. Just to, you know, I mean, discuss, like, the mark of the beast, man. Like, what you think the mark of the beast is? What do people think the mark of the beast
is?
Do you think the mark of the beast is like, is this, you know what I mean, something that's going to happen in the future or has it already happened?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you listening, like whoever listening out there, you know what I'm saying, you can call in and we can discuss this. 917-889-8297. And, you know, it's just real, man. Like, you know what I mean? We putting this thing out there, man, you know what I'm saying, because it's right in front of your face.
What was the
put
greatest,
your face in it.
What is the greatest trick
What is the greatest trick the devil pulled?
That he never existed. Or, you know.
And why?
I mean, to keep you ignorant.
My people fell
for lack of knowledge.
And we're gonna give them, that's Hosea
4:6. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priest, because you have ignored. That's the problem. You ignoring what's right in your face.
Let me give you an example of ignoring. When you turn on your TV and you ignoring the fact that everywhere you go, you need to put in some codes. Everything you do revolves around numbers. There's something wrong with that. And you have to remember these numbers because they're very important and they depend on your life. What kind of numbers depend on your life that you got to remember?
What kind of numbers your life depend on?
What kind of numbers your life depend on?
Hmm.
A social security card?
Don't.
A driver's license?
Okay.
Birth certificates? They got serial numbers on them. I'm just saying, you know, and I'm not just, you know, throwing stuff out there like, you know what I mean, you know, just, you know, to make people think, you know what I mean, oh, he, you know what I mean? I'm putting this out there to just say, like, you know, what could the mark of the beast be? Could it be here already and we not know it? Let's talk about buying and selling. You want to talk about that?
Okay.
Buying and selling involves what?
It involves basically, you know.
Numbers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Check this out. Water is free?
No.
Why not?
Because they got a patent on it and code.
And we
got
to go where to get it?
To the store and buy it.
Or what they like to call the store that's bigger than the poppy store. To buy.
Supermarket.
Let's talk about market.
No, the super.
Market. Why is it the supermarket?
Because it's a big place where everything is marked.
Right? It is what? Key word. Mark.
It.
Market.
Look, let's go further. It says, check this out. I'm gonna take you this.
I'm rocking with you.
I'm not here to say that it is not God that will save us from the Antichrist, but only our collective non-consent through non-participation in this system that will save us from ourselves, basically. If it is true that God gave men the gift and the curse of having free will, then it must also be true that God only helps those who help themselves. So, what is the mark of the beast? This is where I need you to get your pen and the paper at. This is where I need you to really pay attention because, you know, you don't have to listen to me. Believe me. It's not about me. You know, I'm just trying to serve my purpose that, you know, God created me for, you know, to be a vessel to, you know, wake people up and get them out of their sleep and their slumber. So, like I said, this is the time, you know, in the show, you know, you need to get your paper because this is ministry, you know what I mean, of information. And when you know, trying to get information, you know, you need to take down notes. So one of the things I want you to take down is Title 42 of U.S. Code. That's all you got to do. You Google that. Title 42 of U.S. Code. But what's deep about this Title 42 of the U.S. Code is the section number that it's in. I mean, you know, they could have picked any number. You feel me? Like, they could have picked any number. But the number that I'm going to reveal to you and break down to you is so deep and significant as far as revelation and scripture. So, in Title 42 of U.S. Code, entitled The Public Health and Welfare. What does public health and welfare mean? Like, not even going to the dictionary or just layman terms. What does it mean to you, public health and welfare, Jill?
The public health of everyone. You know what I mean? And everyone's.
What does your health mean?
Your life.
Hmm. And welfare, you know.
It's the
personal well-being of yourself.
Basically. So this code, this U.S. code is about your life and the well-being of yourself, in the words of Chill Gizzy. We can literally find the root of this evil mark from the beast called Social Security. Though Title 42 is not statutory law, but in actuality prima facie law, which is the consent of the governed required.
Go back to that word. Now, they use the word prima facie a lot in the what systems of America? Court system. In a lot of family cases, in family court, they call it a prima facie case. You know what I'm saying? And where they can, you know what I mean, they basically has jurisdiction. I don't know if I'm saying it right.
No. You're saying it right. You're saying what you said. Just let the spirit lead you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they just went ahead and, you know what I mean, like, you know, okay, because of this and because of that, we have reason to believe, you know what I mean, we can, you know what I mean, based on the law, you know what I mean? It all breaks down to the law, man. I'm just put it like that, man. You have a Social Security number, all kinds of things can happen to you if the state wanted to do it to you. I'm going to just put it out, just flat out, you know what I'm saying? And some of you people out here might have experienced this already. If you live in the hood and you had, you know what I mean, different run-ins with the laws and, you know what I'm saying, you might have had a traffic ticket, you know what I'm saying? Everything revolves around your numbers. You know what I'm saying? And that's how they identify you. You know what I mean? What do it say on your Social Security card when you first sign it? And when you sign it, it says on there, you authorize, right? You authorize the card once you sign it. So now you becomes an authorized agent for the federal agency that wants you to work for.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So you're working for the rest of your life for the federal government. You know what I'm saying? And then they take out, you know what I mean? They end, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they give us a little income tax check that we really owe to somebody else anyway, because everything.
Actually, they owe us, because that goes into the straw man. That goes into the $1 million that they took out on your name. You know what I mean? At your birth. So you know what I mean? At the end of the year, you need to pay me. Where my money at?
Hey man, it's deep, man. Like, you know, we can ignore it as long as we want. We can pray every Sunday about it, you know what I mean? But the facts still remain, man, that the facts are right in front of your face, you know what I mean? And you don't want to put your face in it.
Though Title 42 is not statutory law, but an actual prima facie law, consent of the government required, the implementation of that legal code is exactly what we'd expect from the beast as the Federal United States Corporation. That's right, I said Federal United States Corporation. This is a company. This is a business. And in business law, that's what we're talking about. So let's look at Section 666 of USC Title 42, the Public Health and Welfare.
Man, if you're listening, please call in 917-889-8297. We welcome everyone, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and this is not like we want to argue or like we want to, you know what I mean? We want facts. You got facts and information. Please call in and share it.
So in Revelation 13:18, it says, this calls for wisdom. Yeah. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is a man's number. His number is 666. I'm going to go up further in another
What's
verse.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled?
To make you believe that he don't exist.
Okay, go ahead, man.
All right. Hold up. Let me let me go back in scripture. I'm gonna go up here. It says he has forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave. Hold up. The number is 917-889-8297. I mean, listen, if you have biblical understanding, wisdom, I need you, if I'm wrong, correct me. If I'm wrong, correct me. But we have failed for lack of knowledge. for ignorance. So if I'm wrong, call in. Correct me.
Let's go.
I'm open to it. It says, he also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free. Who forced you? Tell me. Call in. Let me know. Because I know. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead. Listen, check this out. We ain't talking about the dudes with the tattoos. This ain't no tattoo. This ain't no tattoo. And it says on your forehead. That's a subliminal message, you know. That's dealing with your mind. That mark on your mind, that mentality.
Subconsciously.
Hold up. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. It says two things, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. Everything around the Social Security system and everything says the name of this United States Federal Corporation. Everything about it. You know what I mean? It says Section 666 of the Social Security Act requires every state as federal insular possession to obtain a person's number. Listen to what I'm saying. This is what this section of the Social Security USC Title 42 of the Public Health and Welfare, this is what it says. And this is the requirement. It requires every state to obtain a person's number that is attached to the name of that person before such things as a license to work, drive, marry, or any other state privileges, not rights, are granted, of which now include federal grants and emoluments to the state as revenue sharing for promotion of this enslavement via the number. In other words, a natural born inmate, a natural born inmate, why I keep saying that wrong? Other words, a natural born citizen, which is synonymous to inmate, look it up. In other words, a natural born citizen
or civilian, let's just say civilian.
But it still mean inmate.
Let's say prisoner.
It still mean inmate.
Let's say patient.
It still mean inmate. Man, look. A natural,
let's say local this time,
it still means inmate.
Okay.
See, it's all about linguistics. It's all about the words. And they said in the beginning was the word. Words is powerful. And if you use them certain ways, you can, you know what I mean, take people, you know what I mean, away from what you really saying. So they giving us a whole bunch of words, but it has the same meaning. It's just like you go into a courtroom. You don't know what they're talking about. But they really saying that, listen, check this out. You won't have to pay us for us to overlook the laws that we created that you got yourself entangled in. And no, I'm just saying.
Ahead,
you know what I mean? I mean, this is in layman terms. Yeah. Now, they might use the jurisdiction to the effect of the situation of the proclamation or the declaration or whatever like that. But in so many flip notions that what they're saying is, look, give me $1,500. This is what the lawyers say. Give me $1,500. And I'm going to go have lunch with the prosecutor. And we're going to have the judge on three-way. And I'm going to buy a plate from the judge at one of his little dinner for $300. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have $1,200. And then I'm going to give, the prosecutor a deuce. And, but in agreement that, the next dude that do come in front of me, I'm going to sell him out to him.
Yeah.
Plus the $200. And you'll walk away. You'll walk away with 5 years probation.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. You think I'm playing. You think
but look,
I'm playing,
but
it's...
look, and then you could take your civilian, native, residential, inmate, prisoner, patient, whatever you want to call yourself, subject.
Yeah.
As...
and you gonna hold it, you hold
back
up.
Home.
You gonna be subjected because you a subject. I mean, call in 917-889-8297. This ministry of information. Right now, you know what I mean, you're hearing the voice of Son of Man, you know, and Chill Gizzy, you know, we here, you know, and our duty is basically to let you know. So basically it says in section 666 of the Social Security Act, it requires every state. I mean, like I said, it could have been any number.
It could have been any number.
It could have been any number. Why they choose that? So in Revelations, it says this calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast. For it is a man's number. His number is 666. So, in section 666 of the Social Security Act, it requires every state to obtain a person's number that is attached to the name of that person before such things as a license to work, drive, marry, or any other state services, privileges, not rights, are granted, of which now include federal grants and emoluments to the state as revenue sharing for promotion of this enslavement via the number. In other words, a natural born citizen of the United States of America cannot work in the federal United States jurisdiction territory without being marked by the Social Security number, the number of...
So when you sign your Social Security number, you're not authorized, you know what I mean, yet to work.
And they're not authorized to have you under these jurisdictions.
Let me say this. If you had a Social Security card and you never used it, just look at your child just for 1 minute.
You know what I'm saying?
Just for 1 minute, you would see his life developing or her life developing, right? You know
right.
what I'm saying? You know they have a Social Security card. They get it when?
At birth.
At birth. So, but if they never used it, right, is it in their data systems? If they grow. Let's just say they never go to a job or go to a school. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's, you're forced to go to these things. You know what I'm saying? But let's just say they go to school, the Social Security number is used to register for school.
Right.
All right. They're already in the system. If it's never used for a job, right, you never show up on money.
You ain't making no money. You in the way.
You know what I mean?
What
like,
call
we
got
to find out what's going on
the
here.
The government says you're in the way. You are. You have. It is a pimp.
Yo.
It's like a pimp.
And that's you get in free car. You get in this life for free.
Well, no.
Now, when you a child, it's free for the child.
Yeah, you come in. Yeah, you come in this world as a free man or a woman. But at birth, they throw that shackle and that chain on you,
mm-hmm.
which is called the Social Security number. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we talking in, you know, legal terms. We talking in business. We talking in, you know, sense.
Everything.
You know, that's what we talking.
And I want somebody to call in, man, and say that this is not true, man, because it's right here. Like, you know, when ignorant people, what's the first thing an ignorant person would say? You know what I mean?
Oh, you a conspiracy theorist.
You know, an ignorant person would say, I didn't even want to say, they'd say that. They'd just say, you know what I mean? Oh, that ain't true, man. Like, you weigh in over your head.
But you know what I think about ignorant people?
But when
people,
the truth in front of you, what do you say? You ignore it.
Right. That's what I say about, you know, ignorant people. You know what I mean? Because God already said, you know what I mean, you're going to fail.
For lack.
I mean, failure is tied to being ignorant. And I ain't into failing. You know, I failed at a lot of things, you know, coming up. I'm not perfect. No one's perfect but God and His Son. You feel me? And I'm not perfect. But I realized my mistakes that I made in the past. And it was ignorance. That was the foundation of it. I was ignorant to listen. I was ignoring. I'm using all the same word. I was ignoring what the truth was. And it wasn't just the truth about basically what I'm talking about now, because at 15, 16, you know, when I was getting in trouble and things of that nature, it wasn't dealing with this. I was ignoring the wisdom from my mom and my dad and from the old head that was telling me, hey, young boy, you know, you need to stay in school. You need to do this, that, and the third. You know, even though I know a lot of schools is, you know what I mean, basically, you know, to program you, you know, but knowledge is power. You know, to learn, you know what I'm saying, is a powerful thing. No one can never take that from you. But the game of the system, the plan was, is to, I was playing right into their hands. Because I was ignoring. I was being ignorant. And they had a place for me. That's why, you know, it's like they know my next move on the chessboard. That's why they had built more prisons. Make bigger hospitals. These are all things that were designed due to the fact that they know.
Let me ask you this. Not go ahead and continue that too.
Yeah, due to the fact that they know that you're going to be ignorant and you're going to go out here and shoot your brother, stab your mother, your sister, your cousin, you know, or somebody that you grew up with over a green piece of paper, over nothing, which is going to lead you to this hospital.
And it's not going to free you. And it's not going to free you, though.
Right.
The key thing is not going to free you from this mark of the beast.
No, it's not going
to. You ever heard of being in the belly of the beast? We already been there, and it wasn't the jail cell.
Right. I mean, it started out, you know,
the number.
It started out, you know what I mean, as your community. But you gotta go deep. See, I'm telling you about this section 666 of the U.S. Title 42, the U.S. Code of the Public and Health Welfare. But once you go into that code and you see some of the chapters in it, one of the chapters, you know what I'm saying, was, you know what I mean, the development, you know what I mean, of the urban community. The watching, you know what I'm saying, the low income. That was all designed. That was all designed. I mean, once you go and see some of these chapters in this title, in this code, you'll be like, yo.
Let me ask you this. And hold that thought, man. Don't forget that thought. You know what I'm saying? But in a world where it's prison systems, right? Let's just say this. How much of America we have left to build prison systems? Do we always have room for prison systems to be built?
Yeah, we definitely do. You know why? Because it's a plan, you know what I'm saying? You know, for a lot of other ignorant people.
Let's break down. Let's talk about this. Being a resident and being an inmate, and being called a resident when being an inmate.
Right.
Let's talk about being a civilian and being a citizen. Let's talk about having police. Let's talk about having correction officers. Now, some of the same laws that exist inside the prison exist out here. Because when they want to do a raid and they want to come to your home, what do? They write an order up, just like they do in prison. And they're going to come and he has a search order every day. You know what I mean? In the street, we have a search warrant.
But you gotta look. Hold up. I need to stop you. What do they have in the street?
Search warrant.
Say it again.
Search warrants.
Say it again.
Search warrants.
Okay. Let's break that word down. It's war on the ant. You, I'm telling you. Ignore the ant. Ignorant? Yeah. Come on, man.
Damn. Now check this out. This is the definition of what a search warrant is. A search warrant is a court order issued by a magistrate judge or Supreme Court official that authorizes law enforcement officers to conduct a search of a person or place or institution. So basically, the warden could pass this law, right? In the prison?
Yeah, that's the president.
So hold on. If he passed that, that goes to all the prisoners, right?
Definitely. It goes to all the inmates.
What's
it
the
go
difference?
All the citizens.
What's the right?
All
citizens.
All
whatever you want to call it.
All the residents.
Whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? It all those words are related. You know what I'm saying? And all of them requires a number. Let's talk about numbers. The mark.
The mark of the beast. You know, let's go to the section, right? And in the section, the chapter, it got, the first chapter is the public health service. Then you got next chapter, you got public health service supplement provisions. Sanitation and quarantine. Leprosy, cancer, virus serums, toxin, antitoxins, maternity and infancy welfare and hygiene, the Children's Bureau, public health service, Social Security, temporary unemployment compensation program, low-income housing, slum clearance, urban renewal, and farm housing. Dude, that's diabolical. That is Chapter 8A of Section of 666, Title 42 of the USC Code. Slum clearance? Urban renewal and farm housing? Farm housing is in the sense of the project. That's a farm. It's a project. Not as in a building, but as an experiment. Research. So do your research. I mean, come on, man. Like, you feel me? You know what I mean? How long are we going to continue to be ignorant? But they say ignore the ant. Because it's a war on the ant. My people fell for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. Because you have rejected the knowledge, I also reject you as my priest. Because you ignored the law of your God, I also ignore you. I mean, we're going through what we're going through because we're consenting, you know, to these laws. And these laws was man-made. You know, it was created by us. But we want to create our own law, but we don't want to follow the law that was set down, laid down by the, you know, the creator of existence. So we failing. And we destroying ourselves. I want to go deeper into this, man. I'm gonna say this, you know, for those of you that don't understand the difference between these two governments and that as citizens, you are required to obey both. Please read what the Supreme Court opinion
of this.
Let's
try that again with civilians.
For those of you that don't understand the difference between these two governments and that as citizens
or civilians
or inmates,
or
you are required to obey both. Please read what the Supreme Court's opinion of this fact is here. The people of the United States resident,
I gotta stop you just for a second, because they're not understanding the psychological of these words we're using when we replace them and say it over and over again. We're saying this to because if you read into definition and the way these words are always used, they train your mind to think that they mean something totally different. So let's try it with inmate and let's try it with prisoner, and watch how it make you feel. Then we're gonna try it with citizen and civilian and show you how you going to feel regular. Let's turn the warnings off real quick, man.
Okay. For those that you want to understand the difference between these two governments and that as inmates, you are required to obey both. Matter of fact, I'm going to just say, for those that you don't understand the difference between these two governments and that as
civilians,
you are required to obey both.
It sounds better as civilian, don't it? Don't it sound better than...
It makes you seem,
you know,
like you're,
you know,
civilized.
Yeah, it makes you seem
you're
like,
a part, you know,
yeah, like
of the whole...
working class.
Right.
It's no difference.
Then the difference that these two governments and that as inmates, you are required to obey both. the Supreme Court's opinion. Fact is here. It says the people of the United States resident within any state are subject to two governments, one state and the other national. But there need be no conflict between the two. The powers which one possesses, the other does not. They are established for different purposes and have separate jurisdictions. Together they make one whole and furnish the people of the United States with a complete government, ample for the protection of all their rights, privileges at home and abroad. True, it may sometimes happen that a person is amenable to both jurisdictions for one and the same act. It is the natural consequence of a citizenship which owes alliance to two sovereignties and claims protection from both. The citizen cannot complain because he has voluntarily submitted himself to such a form of government. And this is the Supreme Court, 92 U.S. 551 U.S. versus Cruikshank. Look it up. It straight up said, it is the natural consequence of a citizenship. So basically, you know what I'm saying? You bought that.
Basically.
That's your consequence. You ever say, you know what I mean? You know,
you accept everything that you sow. You accepted everything that came with this life, man. We all.
Yeah.
We all did. We all did. And we're not here to bash or not like that. These are real facts, man, and the common sense factor. Do your research.
It is the natural consequence of a citizenship which owes alliance to two sovereignties and claims protection from both. The citizen cannot complain because he has or she has voluntarily submitted himself or herself to such a form of government. Number 917-889-8297, Ministry of Information. I mean, like, you know, this is what it is.
We'll talk. We're gonna take a small break. We're gonna get into some music here. You know,
man.
Yeah,
harsh, man.
And when we come back, you know what I'm saying, we definitely got some more. We want to hear from y'all, right?
We want to hear from
the listeners out there that's listening. If you got some stuff you want to talk about or if we offended you anyway, please let us know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let us know. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not here to offend anybody.
Play the regular version.
You know what I'm saying? But we want you people to call in.
917-889-8297. 97 www.blogtalkradio.com/firstfamradio, Ministry of Information,
episode
Mark of the Beast,
two.
Episode 2.
Yo, y'all know who it is, man.
Just the way I
this
feel.
Song I'm finna drop right here was influenced by my cousin Shana.
Yo,
and Mario.
You already know.
You know what I'm saying? So. With that conversation we had, I'm just gonna let it be heard.
Real spit.
Splash shit.
Earthquakes and asteroids. Government, they know some. Real spit, I know the shit. Tryna play me, nigga, I'ma burn one. Nigga tryna take my guns away. Media playing that bullshit. Even preachers on the come up. Up there lining the pulpit. Everybody got something to say. Dead silence is all I hear.
That's all I hear.
Nigga, this shit harsh. That smoke a blunt. My nigga, listen clear. Pyramids, they came from Egypt. Pyramids on our money. Pyramids, Illuminati. My opinion, some sound funny. Dead fish, this tsunami. White people in top ramen. Black folks just killing off. Another war is soon coming. Better pray to who you pray to. I was raised on one God. Different beliefs, I can't believe. If it's one God, some sound fraud. I can't help the way I feel. Kid dying like every day. 150 for a pair of shoes. These niggas said they're killing over Pal J. Who to say that the sky blue? Real spit, it might be gray. Gay people might be straight. And straight people might be gay. Nigga might mean down. Smile nigga might mean brown. Brown skin might mean white. And white skin might mean brown. Real spit, we all slay. Everybody, we well trained. They
say that we a bar from apes. I was a bar from a great dame. Dog backwards, that mean God. Love backwards, that mean evil. Real spirit, it might mean evolved. But who to say that we all people? Aliens, they come and visit. Hell yeah, I believe in them. I done seen this shit with my own eyes. So who to judge my eyes? Man, this shit hurts.
It's harsh, man. Like, it's harsh. Cause when you really, you know, realize what's going on and the things that's happening, you realize that, you know, everything ain't what it seems. It's deep. Everything is really not what it seems. And it's sad that a lot of us just, you know, stay ignorant because you're complacent. And that's what fluoride is doing to you. One of the things, the elements in, you know, water, which is fluoride, and it's causing the people to be complacent, to not care. And to say, oh, well, oh, well. You're gonna die anyway, you know. That's you know, that's the attitude of the people, you know. So, you know, I'm just here to tell you, you know, that's not your purpose. That's not your purpose for you to be ignorant in life, you know. You gotta read that scripture, you know, Hosea 4:6 say, you know, my people fell for lack of knowledge. So, you know, like I said, man, you know, if you're interested and getting some more information on some things that, you know, my research has brought me to recognize and understand, you know, hit us up. 917-889-8297. I'm going to get back, you know, into breaking some more down about this Mark of the Beast subject. Because a lot of people don't know, but everything is revolved around this Social Security number. Everything is revolved around this money market. Pay attention to the words that's used. This money market. Feel me? This economy. Echo is the beginning of that word. And it has a ripple echo effect on your life, don't it? And you said they will not be able to buy or sell without this mark. I mean, it's funny, man. You know what I mean? You know, why did they use the number section 666? Did they know, or did they purposely do that? Or is the Bible really true? See, I know it's true. Because, you know what I mean? I know how to read it. You can't read it with a carnal mind. It's a spiritual war. And spirits, you know what I mean? The spiritual war, this is energy. It says this is not a war of flesh and blood. This is a war of higher principalities of the airwaves. Those wavelengths. Are you following me? It says, and behold, I swear unto you, if you will do this with an oath, you shall not be destroyed. But if you will not do this, I swear to you with an oath that on the morrow, mount, I will command that my armies shall come down against you, and they shall not stay their hand, and shall spare not, but shall slay you, and shall let fall the sword upon you, even until you shall become extinct. Yeah, that's scripture. Neph. You know what I mean? While I can choose to not consent to the mark, the Social Security number, the beast has made it virtually impossible to work, drive, spend money, or live legally without this number within the corporate world of the jurisdiction of the beast. And as a corporation of any kind, including that of being a person with a number, that business must comply with now established state and federal laws to continue to legally do incorporated business in the state, which is within the federal district of the federal United States, aka the beast. In short, the ability to not consent to the mark is nullified by the beast through the legal code that makes those without the number unable to support themselves or work without the mark. I mean, that's scripture, man. You know what I'm saying? That's scripture. That scripture is Revelations 13, verse 16. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. I mean, you believe in scriptures. If you believe in scriptures, man, listen, call up. You know, if I'm interpreting this wrong, call up and let me know. You know, let me know, you know what I'm saying? I'm going in the wrong direction. But what the Spirit tells me is that you have unlocked the key. You have, you know, been revealed one of the greatest deceptions on, you know, who this beast is and what this beast consists of. It says, this calls for wisdom. and I believe the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? I believe, you know what I'm saying, that God, you know, gave me this. You know? So, you know, I believe my purpose in life is ministry of information. The information on the truth. To wake people up. So you got some people, some pastors, evangelists, whatever like that, you know, they inside the church, they inside the building. You know, look, like I said, I don't have no problem. I'm just a different minister. I'm a different pastor. I'm a different priest. Because once I got saved, in Leviticus, you know, it tells us we are all priests. So I'm a different type of priest. I mean, when Jesus and his disciples was teaching, they wasn't in the church. They was in the hood. They was in the street. They was talking to the drug addicts, you know what I'm saying, the prostitutes and the lame of mind and things of that nature. They was really touching these people. They was connected with these people. They wasn't hiding behind some building. They wasn't hiding in some building. You know what I mean? They was out, you know what I mean, talking to the people. They was dealing with the people, real issues, real life. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna share some more. It says, while I can choose to not consent to the mark, the beast has made it virtually impossible to work, drive, spend money, or live legally without this number within the corporate world of this jurisdiction of the beast, because the United States is a corporation. The District of Columbia is the head office. And as a corporation of any kind, including that of being a person with a number, that business must comply with now established state and federal laws to continue to legally do incorporated business in the state, which is within the federal district of the federal United States, a.k.a. the beast. In short, the ability to not consent to the mark is nullified by the beast through the legal code that makes those without the number unable to support themselves or work without the number. Section 666 of Title 42 clearly lays out this authority and jurisdiction. Though the majority of this code is referring to a paternal suit of child support, it is important to understand that this power can be applied to anyone through such tools as due process and other abusive authorities. To understand the true significance of Section 666, you must understand that through the due process of the Bar Association and the court system, it is the opinion of all courts, municipal or federal district, that you do not own your children alone, and that your children are literally owned by the beast, which is the state. So there is no doubt of this being true. Please review my previous articles. Do you own your children? I mean, with that being said, you know, do your research. I mean, the only way we can defeat the beast is not to consent to the beast. And that's what it is. Number 917-889-8297. Mark of the beast, man. It's deep. And one of the scriptures, it says to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead. I mean, like, that's branded. And the only thing that's branding you is your Social Security number. That's what locks you in. That locks you in. Definitely locks you in. So, do you own your children? No. The state does. When you fall under this type of, you know, rulership, government, whatever you want to call it, they took all away your rights. All your rights was taken away. And now that we understand that you are only the delegate third party and guardian of the state property instead of what you thought you were, your children, we can examine in full section 666 with the understanding that through marriage, contract, and the number as a mark on all persons, including children, the beast has completely control over you and your children and their well-being because they are indeed marked with the number. And the beast also has the self-delegated authority to force a person to be guardian of that child through monetary payments, even if that person is never allowed to see that child again. Similar to being put on probation, this judgment for child support is used not for the benefit of the child, but for the benefit of the beast to control that person and to justify the stripping of that person's rights, which is the privilege, which is his privileges, if he or she does not comply. Yeah. We fail for lack of knowledge. Because we wanted to create these laws. We created these laws. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priest. Because you have ignored the law of your God. You know, we ignore it, what the Most High is talking about. And we came up with these laws. I say we because we human. We all human, no matter what color you are. White, black, green, brown, blue. You know what I'm saying? Collectively, as a people. So we come up with our own laws. And our own laws have enslaved us. You know, but as being a African American, so called, you know, as being, you know what I'm saying, a brown man, black man, whatever you want to call me, you know what I'm saying, to categorize me, I'm even at the bottom of the totem pole as far as this belly of the beast, as far as the system is concerned. You know what I mean? And that's what, you know, I see why the planning and the strategic planning and destruction of young black males today is very important to the beast. Is very important. Number one fact, because, you know, the beast created this United States of America, this corporation, this company, on the back of slaves. Like, we created this whole country. We built it from scratch, from the cotton field up. So, I mean, it's common sense, you know, for anybody, you know, that has power over a people, the strong people, I definitely have to keep them down. I gotta keep them down because I never want them to rise up, you know, and take. I mean, I would be defeating a purpose. I want to be in power. So I'm not going to never let them rise up. I'm going to do anything in my power to destroy them. And first and foremost, I'm definitely going to destroy the male, the masculine. But I'm going to create an illusion. I'm going to create an illusion to make them think that everything is okay. But I'm going to put little things in their path so they can destroy themselves. None are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free. You believe you're free, huh? Well, why your life don't have no freedom? Ask yourself that. You ain't free. You don't even feel free. The only way you can free yourself is freeing yourself from this world. And that's giving your life to God. But it's an understanding when you give your life to God. You know what I mean? Just keeping God first, knowing like, Lord, you know, lead me. Show me the way. Show me the way. But it's a personal thing. It ain't something that you can, you know, go to a church, because you are the church. You are the temple. God is within you. God said, close the door to your closet and pray to me in secret, and I'll reward you openly. You feel me? Like, you know what I mean? God is spirit. It's within you. And you just got to be real with that spirit within you and strengthen it. And strengthening it comes through study, meditation on good things, positive things, the right thing. You can never be perfect. So, you know, we all fall short. Meaning, you know, we will make mistakes. It's not to beat yourself down about it or whatever like that. You know, dust yourself up, get off, keep on. But understand when you go through trials and tribulations, you know, that you're fighting. But fight that fight. Fight that fight. You know what I mean? Huh. Mark of the Beast. It's deep, man. It was deep, you know, when I really came across it, because like it's like I knew it had something to do with the monetary system, because it's all about money with the beast. It's all about power. Lil Kim, you know what I mean, made a song. First you get the money, then you get the power, and then respect. Money, power, respect, the key to life. Yeah. That's deep. And the beast also has the self-delegated authority to force their person to be guardian of that child through monetary payments. You're going to pay. That's what the beast, yeah, you will pay. Forcing parents to fill out a birth certificate and register their child in the civil service and social security system is paramount for this claimed legal ownership by the beast through due process to have jurisdiction and authority. Now let's read Title 42, Section 666. All right. Authority to withhold or suspend license, procedures under which the state has and uses in appropriate cases authority to withhold or suspend or to restrict the use of driver's license, professional and occupational license, and recreational and sporting license of individuals owing overdue support or failing after receiving appropriate notice to comply with subpoenas or warrants relating to paternity or child support proceedings. Right? That's what the title says, right? All right, let's see. Let's see what does that mean. Right? Let's see what does the Bible say. Also, it calls us all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead so that no one can buy or sell unless he or she has the mark, that is, the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. This is Revelation 13:16-18. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom the authority to judge was committed. Also I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded, who had not worshipped the beast or its image, and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands. And what if an employer chooses to not consent to garnishing the wages of their employees for this corrupt system? Does an employee really have a choice? You think your boss ain't gonna take those garnish your check? Again, from Title 42, Section 666, it says, B, methods must be established by the state to simplify the withholding process for employees to the greatest extent possible, including permitting any employee to combine all withheld amounts into a single payment to each appropriate agency or entity, with the portion thereof which is attributed to each individual employee being separately designated. C, the employer must be held liable to the state for any moment which such employer fails to withhold from income due an employee, following receipt by such employer or proper notice under subparagraph A, but such employer shall not be required to vary the normal pay and disbursement cycles in order to comply with this paragraph. D, provision must be made for the impossible. Provision must be made for the imposition of a fine against any employer who, discharged from employment, refused to employ or take disciplinary action against any non-custodial parent subject to income withholding required by this subsection because of the existence of such withholding and the obligations or additional obligations which it imposes upon the employer, or two, fails to withhold support from income or to pay such amounts to the state disbursement unit in accordance with it. I mean, it's all about money, man. Like, this, they gonna get their bread because you are a product of this environment. You have been tagged. You have been marked. You have been marked. In the guise of protecting children, Section 666 also states Uniform Interstate Family Support Act. In order to satisfy Section 654 of this title and on after January 1st, 1998, each state must have in effect the Uniform Interstate Family Support Act as approved by the American Bar Association. You know, every president, you know what I'm saying, had to pass the bar. Like, they went through that. So it's all about, you know, they all together. And as in effect, on August 22nd, 96, including any amendments officially adopted as of such date by the National Conference of Commission on Uniform State Laws. The Bar Association is a private corporation, a non-governmental association, which represents attorneys, for which government contracts with as the judicial. Perhaps you should be asking yourself why the American Bar Association is allowed to force all states to adopt this act. Do you still believe in state rights? So, you know, I mean, the number 917, man, 889-8297. I'm going to play this song again, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Marcel Polo, man. You know, because this is harsh.
Yo. You already know who it is, man.
Just the way I
this
feel.
This song I'm finna drop right here was influenced by my cousin Shana.
Yo.
And Mario.
You already know.
You know what I'm saying? So, with that conversation we had, I'm just gonna let it be heard.
Real spit.
Splash shit.
Earthquake. earthquakes and asteroids. Government, they know some real spit. I know the shit. Tryna play me, nigga, I'ma burn one. Nigga tryna take my guns away. Media playing that bullshit. Even preachers on the come up. Up there lying in the pulpit. Everybody got something to say. Dead silence is all I hear. That's all I hear. Nigga, this shit hurts. Just smoke a blunt. My nigga, listen clear. Pyramids, they came from Egypt. Pyramids on our money. Pyramids, Illuminati. My opinion, some sound funny. Dead fish, this tsunami. White people in top ramen. Black folks still killing off. Another war is soon coming. Better pray to who you pray to. I was raised on one God. Different beliefs, I can't believe. If it's one God, some sound fraud. I can't help the way I feel. Kid dying like every day. 150 for a pair of shoes. These niggas said they're killing over Pal J. Who to say that the sky blue? Real spit, it might be gray. Gay people might be straight. And straight people might be gay. Up nigga might mean down. Smile nigga might mean brown. Brown skin might mean white. And white skin might mean brown. Real spit, we all slay. Everybody, we well trained. They say that we evolved from apes. I was evolved from a Great Dane. Dog baffles that mean God. Love baffles that mean evil. Real spit, it might mean evolved. But who to say that we all people? Aliens, they come and visit. Hell yeah, I believe in them. I done seen the shit with my own eyes. So who to judge my eyes? Man, this shit hurts. What you know about genocide, martial law, and pyramids? Elevate your mind, nigga. Stop watching that bullshit. Music beat with satanic images. Hell on earth that we all in. I know the maker coming soon, but who to say who the maker is? Might be God, might be Jehovah. Either way it goes, you know the world over. Devil over my shoulder. I can feel him looking down on me. You forgot what my name mean. Broken hearts the way they play me. School teachers on new jobs. Technology is slowly taking over. Evolution, no revolution, no resolution. Shit, game over. Fight for war, I doubt that. No telling what they put in the soldiers. Time to fight for our fucking life. Nigga, fuck the rights, let's get bolder. Death flying up in the sky. Smoke clouds with a bad odor. Barium, we breathing in. Hot winters and the summer's colder. Heart killing for left and right. Our mother nature turned man-made. Religious war is coming soon. So bite your head and let's all pray. Man, this shit harsh.
Green mouth, the authority knew I had a little seniority. They couldn't afford afford to be dicks like in the 1700s. I got a Chevy Caprice in 1700.
Yo, y'all know who it is, man.
Jet the way I
this
feel.
Song I'm finna drop right here was influenced by my cousin Sheena.
Yo.
And Mario.
You already know.
You know what I'm saying? So, with that conversation we had, I'm just gonna let it be heard.
Real spit.
Splash shit.
Earthquakes and asteroids, yeah. Government, yeah. They know some, yeah. Real spit, yeah. I know the shit, yeah. Tryna play me, nigga, I'ma burn one, wow. Nigga tryna take my guns away, yeah. Media, yeah. Playing that bullshit, yeah. Even preachers, yeah. On the come up, yeah. Up there lining the pulpit, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Got something to say, dead silence is all I hear,
that's all I hear.
Nigga,
that's
this shit harsh, that smoke a blunt, my nigga, listen clear, yeah. Pyramids, they came from Egypt, yeah. Pyramids on our money, yeah. Pyramids, yeah. Illuminati, yeah. My opinion, yeah. Some sound funny. Dead fish, this tsunami. White people in top ramen. Black folks just killing off. Another war is soon coming. Better pray to who you pray to. I was raised on one God. Different beliefs, I can't believe. If it's one God, some sound fraud. I can't help the way I feel. Kid dying like every day. 150 for a pair of shoes. These niggas said they're killing over Pal J. Who to say that the sky blue? Real spit, it might be gray. Gang people might be straight. And straight people might be gay. Up nigga might mean down. Smile nigga might mean brown. Brown skin might mean white. And white skin might mean brown. Real spit, we all slay. Everybody, we well trained. They say that we evolved from apes. I was evolved from a Great Dane. Dog backwards, that mean God. Love backwards, that mean evil. Real spit, it might mean evolved. But who to say that we all people? Aliens, they come and visit. Hell yeah, I believe in them. I done seen the shit with my own eyes. So who to judge my eyes? Man, this shit hurt. What you know about genocide, martial law, and pyramids? Elevate your mind, nigga. Stop watching that bullshit. Music beat with satanic images. Hell on earth that we all in. I know the maker coming soon, but who to say who the maker is? Might be God, might be Jehovah. Either way it goes, you know the world over. Devil over my shoulder. I can feel him looking down on me. Give for God is what my name means. Broken hearts are where they blame me. School teachers on new jobs. Technology is slowly taking over. Evolution, no revolution, no resolution. Shit, game over. Fight for war, I doubt that. No telling what they put in the soldiers. Time to fight for our fucking life. Nigga, fuck the rights, let's get bolder. Death flying up in the sky. Smoke clouds with a bad odor. Barium, we breathing in. Hot winters and the summer's colder. Heart killing for left and right. Our mother nature turned man-made. Religious war is coming soon. So bite your head and let's all pray.
Man, this shit harsh.
Think about it, my nigga. Do your research. The life we living in, man, is merely an image that we meant to see. But as long as you see what you meant to see, sometimes you see past the truth. And that's just the way I feel, nigga. DVS, Marcel Polo, Derek Clark, myself. Me as a person, me as a whole, me as my temple. Straight like that. Man, I swear to God, that life we live in, harsh.
Yeah. You already know who it is, man.
Just the way I
this
feel.
This song I'm finna drop right here was influenced by my cousin Sheena.
Yeah.
And Mario.
You already know.
You know what I'm saying? So, with that conversation we had, I'm just gonna let it be heard.
Real spit.
Splash shit.
Earthquakes and asteroids, government, they know some. Real spit, I know the shit. Tryna play me, nigga, I'ma burn one. Nigga tryna take my guns away. Media playing that bullshit. Even preachers on the come up. Up there lining the pulpit. Everybody got something to say. Dead silence is all I hear.
That's all I hear.
Nigga, this shit harsh, just smoke a blunt. My nigga, listen clear. Pyramids, they came from Egypt. Pyramids on our money. Pyramids, Illuminati. My opinion, some sound funny. Dead fish, the tsunamis. White people in top ramen. Black folks still killing off. Another war is soon coming. Better pray to who you pray to. I was raised on one God. Different beliefs, I can't believe. If it's one God, some sound fraud. I can't help the way I feel. Kid dying like every day. 150 for a pair of shoes. These niggas said they're killing over Pal J. Who to say that the sky blue? Real spit, it might be gray. Gay people might be straight. And straight people might be gay. Up nigga might mean down. Smile nigga might mean brown. Brown skin might mean white. And white skin might mean brown. Real spit, we all slay. Everybody, we well trained. They say that we a bar from apes. I was a bar from a Great Dane. Dog baffles that mean God. Love baffles that mean evil. Real spit, it might mean evolved. But who to say that we all people? Aliens, they come and visit. Hell yeah, I believe in them. I done seen this shit with my own eyes. So who to judge my eyes? Man, this shit hard. You know about genocide, martial law, and pyramids. Elevate your mind, nickel. Stop watching that bullshit. Music beat with satanic images. Hell on earth that we all in. I know the maker coming soon, but who to say who the maker is? Might be God, might be Jehovah. Either way it goes, you know the world over. Devil over my shoulder. I can feel him looking down on me. Give for God is what my name means. Broken hearts are where they blame me. School teachers on new jobs. Technology is slowly taking over. Evolution, no revolution, no resolution. Shit, game over. Fight for war, I doubt that. No telling what they put in the soldiers. Time to fight for our fucking life. Nigga, fuck the rights, let's get bolder. Death flying up in the sky. Smoke clouds with a bad odor. Barium, we breathing in. Hot winters and the summer's colder. Heart killing for left and right. Our mother nature turned man-made. Religious war is coming soon. So bite your head and let's all pray. Shit harsh.
About it, my nigga. Do your research. The life we living in, man, is mere little image that we meant to see. But as long as you see what you meant to see, sometimes you see past the truth. And that is the way I feel, nigga. DVS, Marcel Polo, Derek Clark, myself. Me as a person, me as a whole, me as my temple. Straight like that. Man, I swear to God, that life we live in, harsh. Harsh.
Yeah, I'm back. I just had to drop that song on y'all, man. You know, like three times. So it really, you know what I'm saying, sink in. You can really see. You know, like, I ain't the only one that's out here talking about it. You know, even, you know, it's rap, it's hip-hop, and, you know, brother might be using, you know what I mean, a little profanity, you know what I'm saying, in it, you know what I mean? You know, that's his way of expressing himself. And he really getting it out there, you know what I mean? Like, and he's a young guy. And he's saying it's harsh. And he's talking about some of these same things. You know, but he communicating. You know, everybody don't know how to communicate, you know, in this so-called proper English. You know what I mean? This language that they gave us. You know what I mean? It says, in one of the latest pushes by the Beast, government has once again attempted to fool the marked citizen via the implementation a system of health care reform. The most important aspect of this reform is to require the consent of the citizen, our inmate, our local, of the Beast to obtain health insurance. Similar to requiring participation in the Social Security, old age, retirement, and disability system itself, the Beast is now making legislation to require all persons to obtain mandated health insurance. And just like the Social Security Investment Trust Fund, which now stands at over $2.6 trillion in investments, the insurance companies that receive these required payments from all citizens will invest that money in their own funds, while the insured citizens suffer the poorly presented health care that the Beast will be regulated. And that's deep. That's just like banks. You know what I'm saying? You can, you know, put your money in a bank, and the bank, say, you know, for example, for conversation's sake, you know, you can invest $100 and put it in a bank or whatever like that. And the bank, in turn, use that money and invest in their investments, whatever it may be, you know, and take that 100 and make $1,000 off of it. But at the end of the year, you know, or, you know, for the money sitting in there, you might only get a 5% interest on that $100. So you're getting $5 off of that $100. And they'd have made $1,000. So in turn, you know what I mean, with the, you know, the insurance company, you know, that received the payments from the citizens, they're going to take your money and invest it in their own funds. And instead of investing in something or even, you know, sharing the wealth or being fair, invest it, you know what I mean, in something, and your insurance money will basically pay you and help you out in the long run. You know, you miss one payment for insurance, you know what I mean, or whatever, like, yeah, you in trouble. Bad for you if you get sick. He said it's very important to understand while reading this that what is being forced here is not socialism. This is instead what I refer to as forced commerce in a corporatist government. The requirement of the purchase of a service or product at the barrel of a gun, for which the Beast utilizes and abuses the interest commerce clause through due process by the bar to force. Listen, man. Show's over, man. Like, you know, 917-889-8297, www.blogtalkradio.com/firstfamradio. Next episode is coming soon. But that's enough information. I don't want to, you know, basically drown you, you know, in all these things. The first and foremost thing is just, you know, just look up Title 42 or the USC Code, Section 666. Just, you know, type it in. Section 666, Title 42. and look it over, man, you know. And the next time, you know, you hear me, the next episode, call in. You know, do your research. One more time, man. Harsh.
Yo. Y'all know who it is, man. Just the way I feel. This song I'm finna drop right here was influenced by my cousin Shana.
Yo.
And Mario.
You already know.
You know what I'm saying? So, with that conversation we had, I'm just gonna let it be heard.
Real spit.
Splash shit.
Yeah.
chasing asteroids. Government, they know some real spit. I know the shit. Tryna play me, nigga, I'ma burn one. Nigga tryna take my guns away. Media playing that bullshit. Even preachers on the come up. Up there lining the pulpit. Everybody got something to say. Dead silence is all I hear. That's all I hear. Nigga, this shit harsh. That smoke a blunt. My nigga, listen clear. Pyramids, they came from Egypt. Pyramids on our money. Pyramids, Illuminati. My opinion, some sound funny. Dead fish is tsunamis. White people in top ramen. Black folks just killing off. Another war is soon coming. Better pray to who you pray to. I was raised on one God. Different beliefs, I can't believe. If it's one God, some sound fraud. I can't help the way I feel. Kid dying like every day. 150 for a pair of shoes. These niggas said they're killing over Pal J. Who to say that the sky blue? Real spinning might be gray. Gay people might be straight. And straight people might be gay. Up nigga might mean down. Smile nigga might mean brown. Brown skin might mean white. And white skin might mean brown. Real spit, we all slay. Everybody, we well trained. They say that we evolved from apes. I was evolved from a great dane. Dog baffles that mean God. Love baffles that mean evil. Real spit, it might mean evolved. But who to say that we all people? Aliens, they come and visit. Hell yeah, I believe in them. I done seen the shit with my own eyes. So who to judge my eyes? Man, this shit hard. You know about genocide, martial law, and pyramids. Elevate your mind, nickel. Stop watching that bullshit. Music beat with satanic images. Hell on earth that we all in. I know the maker coming soon, but who to say who the maker is? Might be God, might be Jehovah. Either way it goes, you know the world over. Devil over my shoulder. I can feel him looking down on me. Give for God is what my name means. Broken hearts are where they play me. School teachers don't lose jobs. Technology is slowly taking over. Evolution, no revolution, no resolution. Shit, game over. Fight for war, I doubt that. No telling what they put in the soldiers. Time to fight for our fucking life. Nigga, fuck the rights, let's get bolder. Death flying up in the sky. Smoke clouds with a bad odor. Barium, we breathing in. Hot winters and the summer's colder. Heart killing, vote left and right. Our mother nature turned man-made. Religious war is coming soon. So bite your head and let's all pray. Shit harsh. Think about it, my nigga. Do your research. The life we living in, man, is mere little image that we meant to see. But as long as you see what you meant to see, sometimes you see past the truth. And that is the way I feel, nigga. DVS, Marcel Polo, Derek Clark, myself. Me as a person, me as a whole, me as myself. Straight like that. Man, I swear to God, that life we live in harsh.